Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, adult Aaron, I just got an email.
Hey, it's for horses.
What's up?
This is a little disturbing. I just got an email from one of our employees,
okay.
And they said they're making a list and they'll see us soon.
Yeah, that's Santa Claus. I hired him. You know how we kept adding Santa into a lot of our episodes, like a weird amount of Santa?
I figured
it would be smart to have him on retainer just in
case.
That's
so smart.
Just to keep him close.
Yeah, that's really good.
Whoa.
Ah. Oh, hey, Santa?
Hey, sorry. Oh, no. This is Casey. You guys are one of my clients.
You're Casey, Tony, wearing a big old white beard and a big red suit and carrying a big bag of gifts.
Is that different than usual?
No, I guess.
Guess not.
I guess you have a style and people have noticed.
Wait, we're one of your clients, so that means we work for you?
Yeah, I guess you could say you work for me.
Rot-row.
JPC drives his car into a wall.
Ow. I breasted my arm.
The wall limps away.
Yeah. Only going to be two hits. Me hitting the wall hitting the floor.
I'm on the show on the $5 tier today. No $8 review crew, Casey. This is the $5.
This is the first time the $5 people are hearing your voice.
Yeah.
Wow.
What do they think? They love it? Comment about how much you love it in the comments.
Zero comments on this episode. Just zero comments, zero likes.
Casey, I'm so happy you're here.
I'm so happy to be here. I had my first ketamine treatment this morning, as you guys know, and I need to get that out of the way now, both so that people know if I sound a little weird, it's not because it's their first time hearing me. It's because this is the highest I've been in a recording since blah, 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 blah.
Since Ronald Reagan? Did you just say since Ronald
since
Reagan?
Ronald Reagan, baby.
Oh, he is hard.
Since Ronald Reagan. Since Ronald Reagan. But you said it the proper way, which is Ronald Reagan.
Reagan, yes, of course. I respect the man.
I love comments just flooding in, be like, is this guy on fucking ketamine? What's he talking about? This is insane.
And Casey, I don't know much about medical stuff, but is ketamine what...
Don't know much about ketamine.
Is that what makes you like a superhero? Can you fly now?
Yeah, it's like it's a big green serum that they pump into my neck, and I'm ripped.
Happy for you.
Yeah, thank you.
And Casey, we should say ba ba da ba. It's your birthday tomorrow.
Where a couple weeks ago. couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I'm about to hear this, but yes,
beep ba da ba.
Tomorrow is my birthday. I told JPC when he offered to do this recording over text. I said, wow, that's what a nice birthday treat for me. And he said, yay, more work.
Just what you love on your birthday.
Yeah, just what I love.
Oh, but you know what? Sometimes at work, we're actually allowed to have a little fun, Casey. And today, I think we're going to have a lot of fun.
Going to have a whole lot of fun.
Ooh, okay.
Mandatory fun.
And by the end of it, we'll have one clear Casey Tony bracket champion, which will then enter the pantheon of our top choices, our favorites.
So mine was hearing rain when you're at night, when you're sleeping.
Yeah. Sleepo.
When you're sleepo.
When you're sleepo.
Sleepo.
Addle's was the Spider-Man part.
The Spider-Man part.
Am I wrong?
Mine was drinking hot cocoa on a crisp fall night with Janet Varney around a campfire.
I don't think that's what it is.
But we did have to replace it because Janet couldn't make it today. We did have to replace it with that part in Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse while Miles Morales jumps off the building, falls upward while the song What's Up Danger blares in the background.
Yes.
Yeah, and something about the Spider-Man part being what Tobey Maguire called his hairstyle in the early 2000s or something like that.
Something. Ronald Reagan.
And then mine was cooking onions, cooking peas and carrots, cooking onions, butter, and garlic.
Peas and carrots, Ronald Reagan.
And I already have mine decided, and I'm going to railroad you guys into choosing it.
Wow.
I love that.
Yeah.
Well, this is great because since Casey's here, there we don't need a tiebreaker because we will always, you know, have a 2-1 decision or three. It could be 3-0, but we'll always have.
But I count as two votes.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say too. Yeah, my vote is 2.
The votes could be 3-0 or they could be Sleepo.
3-0 or Sleepo. Oh,
I hope Sleepo wins again. All right, Casey, kick us off.
C3PO.
I'm so sorry.
Sleepopo.
Casey, you need to add this to your list. When Adel wears a tank top that makes him look like he's in a 1925 bathing suit.
Damn.
Hello, ladies.
Damn, nailed to the fucking wall.
Give me a second.
You guys wear such normal clothes, and I ever since the sweater, I have to sort of be a shark. I got to be an alligator sort of under the water.
Hey, Adel, where'd you get that tank top? Old Navy? Probably. Yeah, probably. Right?
Yeah. And Aaron, you forgot to comment on the little dollop of sunscreen on my nose.
Yeah.
That's very fun.
And my
under
cooler.
Your eyes.
My cooler with a polar bear on it.
Mm-hmm. Did he take a horse to the beach or a car to the beach? He's right on the line.
Well, they're the same thing. A car, Aaron. What's a car?
Oh,
I like to think that I'm dressed like a circus strongman.
Oh,
yeah,
yes.
There you go.
Strongman, a little bit of a stretch. Mariah Mariah has a headset for work with like a little arm for her mic. And she was in a meeting and she said she was wearing a hat today and she had her headset on and she was in a meeting and she goes, give me one second. I had just put a corn dog in the oven. I have to go get the corn dog. And one of the people that she was working with was like, right now you look like the type of person who would be taking an order for a corn dog at like a restaurant. And she came out of her meeting. She's like, can you believe that? And I was like, I'm sorry, baby, but you look like you work at a corn dog restaurant right now. That is correct.
Dude, I think you saved Mariah from having like a lifetime beef with that person, honestly.
Yeah, for sure. all right, Casey, hit us with your, this is your 50 favorite things, correct?
It's my 50 favorite things, and I tried to cater it to stuff that I feel like that maybe would resonate with at least one of you.
Perfect.
So we'll see. And this is more than 50, by the way. JPC did more than 50, so I did that too for a perfect bracket. And, you know, people can just
perfect
live with
bracket.
It.
Perfect bracket.
Couple of rule breakers.
Okay, so I'm going to start off with the look of your naturally dried hair after swimming in the ocean, or relaxing on a front porch and hearing people in the distance having fun.
Oh, Casey.
Huh.
Relaxing on my porch.
I
with the amount of shark videos I've seen recently, I never want to step foot in the ocean again.
Well, Adel, this does suppose that you did survive because your hair has dried.
You could be the only survivor.
You didn't mention my body or legs.
That's true.
I'm going to go porcho as well.
Yeah. Porcho. Casey, I have what they call in the business Halloween witch hair. So when I'm coming out of the ocean, it is not to be seen.
Okay. So, next one is, when you make a joke you think is lukewarm, but it gets a big pop.
Wow.
Or, watching something on a whim and loving it so much you binge the whole thing.
Mm.
Right through.
Oh, man.
I think watching something on a whim.
Aaron? Well, here, I'll go for the other thing. Adel's watching it on a whim, and I'm going, what was the first one?
Well, JPC's going to be like, I've never made a lukewarm joke. All my jokes are bangers.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
I'll say Joko. I'll go with Joko.
Joko. Oh, no.
I'm going to say binge.
Okay.
And JPC, for Joko, did you get the cabin or the suite?
I know that's a reference to something. I swear I know that's a reference to something.
All right. Next is the part in Jesus Christ Superstar where Judas goes, we are occupied. Have you forgotten how put down we
are? Okay.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
And that was Casey's voice?
Yeah, thank you.
Casey, take that.
Although, dude, let me tell you, 10th grade Casey in the shower was constantly screaming that.
Mm-hmm.
Or the part in Jesus Christ Superstar where Jesus goes. And I just need to say, I just want to say that this isn't about technical ability, because I think, like, you know, the Jesus one where he's singing so high, the impulse is just to pick that one. But it's like, which do you prefer?
The first one. Of course, the first one. So good. I'm hoping that wins. That's my current favorite.
I'm gonna say the Judas one, but my favorite part of the show is the what's the Mary song that's like da 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 da.
Try not to give up.
Yeah,
that
yes.
one.
Yeah,
that song. That's my favorite song of the show. I don't know the show terribly well, obviously, but that's my favorite song. But I would say Judas over Jesus.
Neither of those are my favorite. Jesus does a lot of falsetto, but my favorite one I think it's in the Simon Zealot song where he goes, "Why are you afraid of fighting?" And I can't remember what that line is. It's been so long since I've heard that musical. But I guess I think it's a Jesus line, so I'm gonna have to go with the second one.
No, well, but Adel said Judas.
I said Judas.
Oh, okay, thank God. Adel said Judas. Oh, Adel, okay. Thank God you're here, Adel.
And Aaron, I'm right there with you. This, to me, this was one I was like, they got to pick Judas. They got to pick Judas. I'm sorry. I love both of these, but...
Anything from heaven on their mind.
Well, JBC was a real Judas by picking Jesus.
1, 2, 3, 4, hate riddle, riddles, clue crew.
Listen to the rest of the episode now by starting your free 7-day trial at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle.